This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Summer break is coming to an end for many teachers who are now embarking on another uncertain school year under the ongoing threat of COVID-19. This time around, most students are expected back in classrooms. Some teachers say they'll be welcoming them with mixed emotions. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga checks in with teachers as school begins.
Rachel Esposito knows how she wants her classroom to look when students arrive next week. She's an 8th grade language arts teacher in southwest suburban Cicero.
So I do have to get some new plants, lots of chart paper to go, you know, on the bulletin boards, make it colorful.
The Cicero School District is mostly Latino, and Esposito wants her students to feel like they belong there.
I did purchase some new posters this year that really feature more Latinx community members and other minority leaders to just inspire my students.
She wants to bring a sense of normalcy to yet another unusual and uncertain year shaped by the pandemic. Most students are going back to classrooms, but coronavirus cases among children are on the rise as the new highly infectious Delta variant is quickly spreading. Esposito, who's also the Cicero Teachers Union president, says teachers have many concerns.
We're worried about positive cases. We're worried about what quarantine is going to look like. We're worried about mask wearing. Also, we're still worried about ventilation. We know that our district has taken some steps to improve ventilation in our schools, but now with being at 100% capacity, things are going to change.
Esposito says this is a good time for all school districts to think about what's working in public education and what's not. For example, instead of spending more time, money, and energy on standardized testing,
I think that we need to put more emphasis and funding into our social work in districts as well as nursing. The state needs to look at that and see how we can get more qualified adults to help and provide services for our students.
Monica Rojas, a former Acero charter school teacher in Chicago, agrees. Her Southwest Side school struggled to give students what they needed last year. She says the learning gaps she keeps hearing about weren't caused only by remote learning or the pandemic.
They come from us not having enough staff. For example, like this past year, I was teaching a lot of different things, and one teacher cannot give the support to 64 students the same way that two teachers would be able to. Or three teachers would be able to.
She recently got a job at a Chicago public school on the South Side, where she hopes to find more guidance from her principal. Rojas is excited, but with just 2 weeks before most students return to the classroom, other CPS teachers aren't as optimistic. CPS and its teachers union haven't reached a new reopening agreement on issues like COVID-19 testing, quarantining, and remote learning.
In my case, my major concern is how the plan for helping the kids get vaccinated is going to work out.
In northwest suburban Elgin, Jesus Diaz, the dual language lead teacher at Abbott Middle School, fears that not all vaccine-eligible students are getting the shots. But beyond his concerns, Diaz is looking forward to adding new tech strategies he used during remote teaching last year. His district gives each student a computer, and Diaz is using a new application.
This allows the integration of Google Apps. It allows the integration of students recording themselves through video and audio.
Esposito, the teacher from Cicero, wants to incorporate more technology in her lessons too, but her main focus is on personal connections.
Relationships with kids come first.
She says this is something she already knew and practiced, but was reaffirmed last year.
If you can have a good relationship with your students and they feel respected, then they're going to work for you. They're going to do things that maybe they won't do for other teachers.
Despite all the unknowns, Diaz, Esposito, and other teachers are eager to work with kids face-to-face again. They say they're not as worried about bringing students up to speed academically. Teachers are used to that. But they say checking in on their social-emotional well-being while helping them relearn how to be back in school will be challenging and extremely important. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.